I got number nine.
Okay, number nine. Okay, perfect. Okay, go Deb, go. What do you do for work?
Okay, what I do now, I'm a practitioner specializing in cardiology, and then prior to that, I was.
Okay, wait a minute, gang. When someone talks up here, you listen. Period. This is where you get a chance to actually be the healer, right? They aren't sure what they've delivered to you. You have to help them. I've only heard from a few of you here. Some of you are pitching in, others are just sitting back. You all get this. Your ability to help this person realize what they have given to you is called appreciation. Appreciation is the only way you get through life, okay? You have to recognize that you've gotten this from this person or you've blocked it. If you can't say you've delivered this, and everybody in the room is like, that's what I get from that person, and you never felt that from that person, it's because you never bothered to come into a relationship with them. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't felt this from these people, you've got two more classes. Okay? This is the power of this work right here. And every one of you need to feel that and feel what you've gotten from them and share and pitch in if you can. I don't expect everybody to you know, but I'm pretty much always hearing from just one or two of you, or three of you, or whatever it is. Okay, go ahead. So, what do you do for work? Okay, and what have you done for work?
Okay, so
I'm a practitioner, but what do you do now? What did you do before?
Before, registered nurse, ICU trauma prior to that, and then prior to that through college was restaurant work, cocktail waitress, bartending, pretty much to get through college, then got my RN, was ICU. Trauma for 10 years, and then nurse practitioner, and now I specialize in cardiology.
Okay.
And then also have done energy work, healing touch, so worked a little bit with
energy
work as well.
Fourth chakra work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say if all of those had a baby, they'd all have you'd be called the party girl. The bartender. Really, I mean,
I had a lot of lunch.
So she every job she takes is a kick ass, like tough, like in a bar it's a party, in the hospital it's game on, right? There's shit going on. She is in the middle of chaos, and she deals with that because that's just what she's drawn to. And that's what's drawn to her. Okay, so that's one. Who do you deal with? Who do you work with?
Oh, who do I? Cardiac. The patient-wise come to me. They don't really, like I put here, they don't have a choice because they're coming in as cardiac issues. But once I connect with them, because, well, I'm in the hospital, so that I see them. Once I connect with them, they're usually looking for me. So they're, like, I'll come in and they'll bypass all the docs that I'm standing with and they'll look for me.
Right. So who are those people? Who are the people that come to you for what you do?
I'm going to probably say more the nurses and the staff.
Right.
Around
I would say that probably too.
Yeah. So the nurses.
You're a leader in there as well.
Yeah.
And then the patients get it as well.
Yes.
Then we're going to figure out what you're delivering to everybody. But you got to be really clear. I'm a manager. You know, you're a manager. You're more of an overall manager of people than you are the individual nurse Jane Fuzzy Wuzzy. Right.
And I think I come in especially as more as a very protective advocate. Like I make sure they're taken care of and people are.
Which is
literally I do a lot of babysitting. So
people who need to be taken
care of. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
People who need to be taken care of.
Yeah. And
okay.
Safe. Yeah.
People need to be supported in being taken care of and doing their jobs well. Okay. How do you like to deliver it?
They're usually. And I'm going to incorporate women because I work with the nurses a lot on the side, is teaching, inspiring, probably motivating them to kind of step up and take care of themselves. Because even when I talk to my patients, I'm motivating them to take a step up and take care of their own health, to get better, to heal, to do whatever they need. When I work with the nurses, they all come to me for advice and guidance when they have problems and issues, and I use it with teaching, motivating, guiding, kind of giving them guidance on what to do, and then they go do it. Like my one unit I work in, the nurses are making some huge changes from my inspiration and guidance I gave them.
Okay, so if you had to gel that down, what do you like at the end of it all? What are you the most satisfied after it's all over? And by the way, I'm using these different questions that could apply to Kelly. I ask different questions about this based on what's going on, but basically, you know, that question of how I deliver what I deliver, it's like, what makes you the most happy? You know, what's that thing? You know, that's like, what's your most satisfaction? Like when you've got one thing done, it's like, what have you done recently or in the last couple of years that's like, man, I just killed that.
Mm-hmm. It's about the structure of our program, it's kind of organized, but with patients, I guess the nurses, I'm gonna use them because I really inspired them and they basically makes me, because I gave them a voice.
No, wait, this is about you.
Okay.
Remember, we're
what makes you feel the best?
When they
have a voice, or when they take care of themselves, or when they're able to use their own voices, or I don't know, be successful.
It makes what I feel best about it is it inspires me or makes me feel good that they've had a voice, they've stepped up, they've set those boundaries, they've had a voice with them, and they've changed.
This is what I'm waiting for. Right.
Change.
She's a change agent. Okay. Charismatic leaders, strong charismatic leaders are change agents. Okay. Yeah. Kelly had change agent too, but it wasn't as she's doing it in a slightly different way. You're working, you know, she's working a little bit more on the one-on-one, and you're sort of looking. I want to change the organizational structure of things.
Yes.
When I get in, I want everything around me to have changed.
Yeah.
Okay, not just the individual. I'm okay with that. I'll help the individual. But I'm looking for big change in the world.
Yes.
Okay? Okay. So now, go to the next one.
So we're at three.
Three was you. Four is what did they get when they walk away? So all these people you deal with, either individually or as a group.
And a lot of these I've actually been told, but inspired to make a change and take charge. They feel relaxed, they feel safe, they feel listened to, supportive. I get a lot, like when the patients, when I walk in the room, I've had a lot of patients instantly tell me they feel calm and safe. Like because I come in the room, they feel the room. And they, like, tell patients that the minute you walk in the room, I just felt calm. And I felt safe and supported.
Yep.
Inspired. Like I said, the nurses literally are kicking the manager out of the unit.
Do you see her smile?
Yeah.
Yes. It is about boundaries. Teaching people to have their own voice, right? And set their own boundaries.
Bam.
Advocate for themselves.
Yes.
I planted the seed.
It's like
and do it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You don't do it for them. You don't rescue them. You make them do it themselves. Yes. Teach them to set their boundaries and use their voice.
Inspire courage.
Yeah.
Inspire courage is a catalyst.
Back in number three is inspire courage. That's what we're talking about. So write that down because that's a big one for you.
She's a catalyst.
She's a catalyst for change, and you inspire courage. And that's what you love to do. Okay. That's not what they get. Remember, you inspire change and they have an experience of something else. Your job is to inspire change. Then when you inspire change, what happens is that you're creating a space to inspire change. You have to create this safe environment. Because the number one thing most people are terrified of in their lives is change, right? You're a change agent. And there can be change agents like our leaders right now who are just like, you know, bulls in a china closet, and they have no idea how to do anything without terrifying people, and then they terrify them into change. Whereas what you're doing is you're making it safe for people to make the change that they've always wanted to make.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so that safety is really a key element in there. They feel safe to make the changes they need to make to move forward in their lives.
Like, she brings stability. She's very solid.
Right. That's the foundation. So when we're saying it's a safe environment to create the change, so I show people how, right?
I actually put guide or inspire, but so I that's as far as.
Okay, that's fine.
How to?
So how?
And I did write a couple things. I showed people have, you know, motivated to change their life and never play small again, feel totally safe, protected, and advocated for. But
so it really comes down to that. So it comes down to that, creating a safe container that they feel like they can, like we just, like I said, what I do here is I set it up so you can try and fail and try and fail and try and fail and never feel like a failure, because you know that the trying in and of itself is awakening something more within you, and it's worth fighting for, because eventually you're going to win. Eventually you're going to make that shift and that change within you. So a safe enough container that they can actually challenge something, an illness, an injustice, you know, whatever's going on, a bad boss, they can do that and survive it, right? That you're giving them not just the hope, but the foundational, this can happen, right?
They help them feel powerful enough to actually make the change.
Okay, so what are the let's say, four biggies, right? Safe. What?
Empowered.
Inspired. Safe to, it's safe. Safe to make the changes. Safe to make the changes or shift in their life. So what's safe and inspired for them?
Self and you know, to make change for themselves.
So remember, this is what they're experiencing, right?
I think they feel inspired.
Yeah.
Motivated to make a change.
From general terms, we want to do it as we can. Okay. So they are inspired, but what? With what?
With self-reliance.
With having a voice.
Self-reliance in them.
What did you say before? What was the thing? You delivered.
It inspires courage. Inspires courage. Okay. The self-reliance wakes up inside them, because she's very self-reliant.
Okay. So I show people, I create spaces where people have the... I create a safe environment where people feel at the deepest level that and the courage.
I create a safe space to give people the courage to change.
To change, but not just to change, because it's not about what they're.
It's to find their own power.
It's like the words have to be like
step into their power, to be able to
step
into
their
power.
That's
what you're, but again, that's what you're teaching them to do rather than what they're doing. So when they're done with you, they feel safe to make any change they want in their life.
Yes.
Right? So that's what they're doing.
Okay.
They feel safe to make the changes that they want at the deepest level, right? Or something with like that, all right?
Yeah. She's recording this. It's on
it's on the recorder,
and
too.
And it's on this one, too.
So, does everybody feel that with her?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Let's go.
Thanks.
Right.
Are you staying with me? She's also so funny,
But that's part of the safe space.
Okay.
You know, I create a safe environment. If you're creating a safe environment in a repressive environment, you're already lightening it up, right? I mean, you can say, I create a fun and high energy environment, you know, because you're already in a high energy environment, but I create a fun and high energy environment where people then we go with the, you know, can have the courage to make the change they've always desired in their lives. So the idea is that you're always helping people feel like this is the place to do what you have to do, when there's really no place to do what you have to do, right? The soul has already put you here. It's not like you created the space. You're just pointing out that this is it, right? Do or die.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.